Hi, this is Wayne Ivey, pastor of First Christian Church, Conroe. Welcome to my Thursday podcast for Thursday, October the 1st. Yikes, can you believe this year is flying past in some ways? In other ways, it's dragging past. So welcome. Let's spend a few moments together as we focus our attention on our church family and start with a word of prayer today. God, we ask your blessings as we come before you in prayer. Bless us as we seek to learn more about who we are as your children. Bless us as we seek to take that message into the world for Christ's sake. Amen. You know, last week I told you about a book called Red Letter Revolution, and we were going to be studying that for a while. And I went back and listened to my last week's podcast, and I said we'd be studying that for 26 weeks. Well, you know, I ought to know better than that. You know, I can't concentrate on any one thing for 26 weeks, so we're going to be using that Red Letter Revolution kind of as a basis, but we may roam around a little bit and talk about different things in our faith that excite us, that make us ask questions, and hopefully will lead us forward in our faith. Question. Do you consider yourself an Orthodox Christian? What does that even mean? Well, the meaning of the word Orthodox, really, if you separate it out, it means correct praise or correct worship. And so if someone asks if you're Orthodox, you should say, sure, I believe in correct praise and correct worship, or I wouldn't believe it. I'd believe something else. Okay, let me ask you another question. Are you a biblical literalist? That means that you believe that every word of Scripture in our 66 books of the Bible are literally the God-breathed word, that every letter, every word, every comma was put there by God. Now, that's what a literalist believes. It also could be termed a fundamentalist, and that really came in to use in the 1920s. There was a group that they kind of rebelled against some of the German theologians in the late 1800s that were coming out preaching a very liberal understanding of Christianity. And these fundamentalists sought to explain Christianity in terms that were purely biblical. Okay. Well, let me ask you this then. Are you a liberal or a conservative Christian? What does that even mean? I don't think the words liberal and conservative sum it up. Do you? And certainly they don't mean the same thing that they mean when you ask those questions in a political sense. Question. Why are there more than 350 Protestant denominations in the universal church? The largest Protestant denomination being the Southern Baptist Convention with about, 14.5 million members. But they are small compared to the largest group of Christians. And of course, that would be the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is comprised of about 1.3 billion adherents. And the Catholics all believe in the recitation and the understanding of what's put forth in the Nicene Creed. We will go through that at some point. All of that, this started really this argument over biblical literalism or liberal Christianity. It started with the Scopes trial in the 1920s. Do you remember what that was about? Remember? A teacher named John Scopes was put on trial in 1925 in Tennessee for teaching evolution in school. And that was against the law, to teach evolution in the public schools. Remember those two great lawyers, William Jennings Bryan and Clarence Darrow? They argued that case, and Scopes was found guilty of teaching that evolution was indeed the way that humanity had come about. And, you know, today there are those folks who believe that evolution or natural selection explains our place here on this earth. And there are other people who believe that, no, we are created and that God created us as we are and that evolution plays no part. So what do we believe? We are a part of the Christian church disciples, and if we're going to understand the history of the church, we at least ought to understand what our characteristic beliefs are. Do you know what they are? Well, they were put forth several years ago, and let's go through them today. First of all, we believe in open communion. The Lord's Supper or communion is celebrated weekly in our worship and is open to all who express belief in Christ Jesus. Some of us go even further in saying our communion is open to all who affirm its importance. We believe in the oneness of the church. Do you know that? We believe that we are in the same church as our Catholic sisters and brothers, as our Southern Baptist sisters and brothers, as our Assembly of God sisters and brothers. All Christians, we believe, are called to be one in Christ and to seek opportunities for common witness and service. This next one is real important. It kind of came about in our founding as a denomination. We believe in the freedom of belief. As disciples, we are called together on two essentials of the faith: a belief in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and that Christians are invited to follow their own conscience, guided by Bible study, God's Spirit, and prayer. And not only do we believe that, we are expected to extend that freedom to others. We believe in baptism by immersion. Well, and that's the reason that we hearken back to the New Testament, in that baptism by immersion, or being fully dunked, was practiced by John the Baptist and carried on later. In baptism, we believe that the old self-centered life is set aside symbolically. It is washed away, and that a new life in Christ and trust in God can begin. Although disciples practice baptism by immersion, other baptism traditions are honored. We believe in the ministry of all believers. And you've heard me talk about that on a Sunday morning. There is nothing I do as an ordained minister on Sunday morning that anyone in that congregation is not allowed to do by the Christian Church Disciples of Christ. Any member can serve at the table. Any member can be a deacon and pass the offering plate. Any member can preach a sermon. Any member can do anything I could do in service, even baptize someone during a worship service. The only thing that a member cannot do that I can do as an ordained minister is marry people. And that really isn't a constrictor of the church. That's a constrictor of the state of Texas. Well, we believe all those things, and above all, we believe that great confession of Peter. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and our personal Savior. In their book, Red Letter Revolution, Shane Claiborne makes the following observation. Listen up. Over the past few decades, our Christianity has become obsessed with what Christians believe rather than how Christians live. We talk a lot about doctrines, but little about practice. But in Jesus, we don't just see a presentation of doctrines, but an invitation to join a movement that is about demonstrating God's goodness to the world. That's what they mean by red letter revolution. It's not so much what we believe, it's what we do with those beliefs. Do we heal the hurts of the world? Do we feed the hungry? Do we help the oppressed? Do we put ourselves out for others? Do we forgive when it's difficult? Do we go the extra mile? Do we carry our sister and brother if they need it? Those are the important questions. Okay, here's your homework for next week. Write one sentence describing your relationship with God and how that relationship has changed your life, and email it to me, and we will share some of those next week. Until then, have a great day. God bless. See you soon.